buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling.
In the world of sales, you either sink, swim, or break through to the next level. My name's Colin Mitchell, and this is Sales Transformation, a new kind of sales show designed to bring you through the epic, life-changing moments of elite sellers so you can experience your own sales transformation. All right, today is going to be a solo episode. Welcome to another episode of Sales Transformation. I'm going to dig into some strategies to help you with your prospecting. All right, prospecting is a task that every seller, I believe, should be doing. SDR, AD, BDR, AE, I believe they should all be prospecting. Sometimes that's a debatable topic. I'm not sure why, but anybody who wants to be a top producer should take ownership for building their pipeline. But that's my opinion. So I want to give you a few tips on how to, some strategies to help you with your prospecting. Number one is your mindset. So going into your prospecting activity with a proper mindset is really important. So that's why I highly suggest blocking out time, whether that's, you know, a certain amount of time every day, or maybe a, longer period of time, you know, three times a week, whatever it is, you need to block that time off. Because if you are shifting from one thing to another, and then it's just so easy to make up an excuse or have a good reason or the prospecting not to get done. Okay. I like to get my prospecting done early in the morning. So I like to block that time early on in the day. But really whatever works best for you, just make sure it makes it on your calendar consistently. Consistency is huge. So the more you spend time, specifically if you're using multiple channels, which I highly recommend, the more consistent you are with it, the better you'll get at it, the more you'll find a way to enjoy it. But you know, consistency is in anything is the key to success. So being consistent with your prospecting, having it on your calendar, whatever, you know, works for you. For me, I like to do it daily and I like to get it out of the way in the morning. You need to have, you know, your best time where you have the least amount of distractions when you're doing your prospecting. Okay. Big fan of using multiple channels. So phone is one of my favorites. But if you go all in on phone, you're going to miss a lot of opportunities. There's going to be other people that are going to be more responsive on social, particularly LinkedIn. There's going to be more people that maybe are likely to respond to an email. So in my experience, you're going to set most of your meetings on the phone. However, social and email can help you to have warmer conversations. You can even reference those channels when you make those calls. So get familiar with what works in social, get familiar with what works on LinkedIn, and then, you know, test different things when you're using the phone, but have each of the channels, you know, help improve your results. And you know, that is going to be essential to you having consistent wins when prospecting. Okay. And you should be practicing this, you know, get with other people, do some role playing, test different things. You know, don't take the LinkedIn gurus or the sales influencers word that this is the only way to prospect, or you should never use video in the first touch. I ran an experiment where I used video in the first touch with the people that I'm prospecting into on LinkedIn, and I was setting 3 to 5 meetings a day. So the key to everything is these are like some tips and some strategies to help you improve your prospecting. But the most important thing is you got to find what works for you. Okay. Maybe you have more success on social. Maybe you just totally crush it on email, or maybe the phone is your thing. Okay. So you can adjust your sequences, sort of based on, you know, where you tend to find the most success, but leverage them all. Okay. And don't take anybody's word for it. You need to have your own experience with prospecting. If you enjoyed today's episode, please write us a review. Share the show with your friends, and we're always listening for your feedback. You can go to salestransformation.fm, drop me a voice DM, and I will get back to you. I dare you to go to salestransformation.fm. Drop me a voice DM. I will get back to you. Hey, you stuck around. That tells me you're serious about your own sales transformation. If you're tired of doing things the old way and want to get started in your journey with other people on the same path, head over to salescast.community. and crush your numbers on your leaderboard. Yeah, it's free. Salescast.community. Send me a DM with your best pitch and mention this ad, and I might even give you free access to our best templates.